Popular Cape Breton fiddler Ashley McIsaac is speaking out after being falsely accused of being a sex offender. The Google misinformation produced by artificial intelligence has since been corrected, but McIsaac regrets that it even happened in the first place. He says your reputation obviously can affect your job, especially if your name is well known in the community. The Sebaganogaty First Nation in Nova Scotia cancelled a concert because of what they believed to be true online.
It's very strange when you're a public person like myself that works out in the public and people know me, to have the feeling when you're backstage in an intermission and you're ready to go out into an audience and you don't know if there's somebody that has seen something that's wrong and malicious and frankly something that can be triggering to people and not know whether or not your safety is compromised. So I did have those feelings a couple of times. The instant thoughts were, this is absurd, this is very dangerous, and I understood fully why the First Nations community, when they read what they read, did what they did and thought that it was an inappropriate thing to have me in their community. Of course, they realized afterwards where the mistake was made when I was told and explained to them what had happened.
McIsaac and his team had to make a decision. Should they bring notice to the Google mishap or hope it quietly gets corrected and goes away with minimal damage control?
The scenario, like I say, is one where I put out a news story and said I have to get my side of the story out. I came to the conclusion that someone like myself, who was known for being in the public with a lot of controversial things, this is a scenario where if it had happened to somebody else, they wouldn't be able to get quick media attention and to get it changed online and to have the opportunities I'm being given now, which is to maybe have some pro bono legal work to go in and try and fight against this major international global company so that something can be set up so that it doesn't happen to somebody who doesn't have the same public persona or ability to fight such a thing as I may.
McIsaac then refers to the political climate for Canada and the U.S. He is no stranger performing for American audiences. He says, imagine if he headed south and found himself having to explain the accusations were just a mistake.
The quick dissemination of information with the internet is one where screenshots, things happen, people believe what they believe, and it's very dangerous. So it might not be just work. I pointed out the fact that what if I showed up at the border? I could still be in a jail somewhere based on misinformation. What if you were, and I came up with this idea this morning, everybody in Canada knows the horrible case of Carla Homolka and Bernardo that happened. What if your last name was Homolka in Canada? Say you were a Karen Homolka and you started a daycare and then all of a sudden AI links your daycare to some of the horrendous crimes that have taken place under that last name. There has to be something set up that either holds the companies accountable now, after the fact, in my case, or so that in the future they have types of nuances that their algorithms can prevent this from happening, because it can extremely endanger someone's not just livelihood, but their personal security.
McIsaac's concerns did not fall on deaf ears with the company responsible, but he says the technology must be fine-tuned to prevent it from becoming a common occurrence.
Google responded quickly, and we have no doubt Google has responded quickly and said it was a mistake and that they use these mistakes to fix things, but that does not prevent it from happening in the future. And there is no cases been heard against an AI company anywhere in the world that has been successful yet. And there's a case in Ireland right now of an RTE presenter who's being accused of the exact same type of egregious crimes with somebody else's name. That case is being heard in Ireland, but around the world, everything has not been successful. This is clearly something that can create problems for people. And we don't have the digital law framework yet in Canada that's set up to prevent this.
But if you ask the 50-year-old performer about the bright side of AI, he says it's also helping him professionally.
Listen, I'm making a record right now that I'm using with AI over the last number of months I've been working. There's creative abilities of working with tools that computers can provide that are fabulous. But when, like I say, there isn't the nuance to stop the egregious nature of what's happened to me here, something has to be fixed.
McIsaac says the misinformation is the result of the technology scraping information online of a man with the same name in Atlantic Canada, attributing it to the Juno Award-winning musician. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.